Welcome to A Better Way to Heal podcast. My name is Dr. Rachel Gregg. I have my doctorate in pharmacy, and my true passion is to help people heal naturally and proactively. My mission is to help people go from merely surviving to thriving with tips to improve your mindset, nutrition, fitness, and gut health. This podcast is here to educate, entertain, and give you the tools to implement in your life to make real positive changes in your health. So, if you are ready, let's get started. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of A Better Way to Heal podcast. This is Dr. Rachel Gregg with you. Coming at you if you're listening to this when it comes out. It's the holiday season. We just got done with Thanksgiving, so hope you all survived that first holiday and Black Friday. If you're a shopper, if you did all those things, God bless you, because I am not one of those people. So, anyway, I am here today with a very relevant, I think relevant is the right word I want to use, topic for this time of year. And that is dealing with stress and a lot of times the anxiety that comes along with it. So I'm so glad to have you here today. And where do we begin? So this all taps right back into gut health that I've talked about many times and a couple of these previous episodes that have come out. So if you're like, gut health, what the heck does that have to do with anxiety and stress and lack of sleep and all of those things? And check out some of my past episodes because there's a lot of great information right in there for you. So yeah, so a very relevant topic, anxiety and sleep and stress comes with that. And when we are, you know, a little bit of stress here and there, like working out for half an hour, you know, increases that cortisol. That is a response that we need to grow our muscles, to get stronger, to get faster. That amount of stress hormone is good for us. We need a little bit here and there. But the fact of the matter is, and there really isn't much of a fight against this, is chronic stress, chronic high levels of cortisol actually are very unhealthy for us. That fight or flight. So going back to like the caveman, where the caveman was doing everything in his power to survive, he needed that flight or fight, or she needed it to survive, to outrun the tiger that might be chasing her, him or her, to stay alive. So that is the primal thing that we have in us that we do need. We do, you know, putting your hand on a hot stove, you know, just little things that could cause major issues. We need to have that stress hormone to just like be like, whoa, what are you doing? But like I said, chronic high levels of cortisol do not serve us at all. So as you may or may not know, 70 to 80% of the hormones in your body are started in the gut, and that includes cortisol. So when cortisol is high, we actually have low levels of every other hormone in our body. Serotonin, GABA, dopamine, norepinephrine, even gets into our thyroid hormones, our hormones that like insulin and things like that, that help us regulate our blood sugar. So when we have high levels of cortisol, we have low levels of serotonin, low levels of GABA, which keep us calm. Serotonin is like our happy hormone. We start getting into things like anxiety and depression. And when we have high levels of cortisol, that means our levels of stress are higher, but we also have trouble sleeping, because we're so like on edge all the time. We're like jacked up, ready to like outrun that tiger. And that's not really conducive to getting a good amount of sleep. So healing the guts, balancing our hormones, reducing the inflammation in our guts to help us regulate those hormones is critical. So when our gut is not in a healthy state, we're not going to have that balance of hormones. So everyone manifests these imbalances in different ways. Like I've mentioned a few, anxiety and depression, trouble sleeping, stressed out, which is the underlying cause for so many things. If there's a lot of inflammation going on in the gut, you may develop autoimmune conditions like lupus, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia. You may manifest it as a thyroid issue because your adrenals are what pump out that cortisol. And when you're using high levels of cortisol a lot, your adrenals start to shut down. And that's where you start to get things like chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, because your body is at a low state. And as your adrenals wear out, the next line of defense is your thyroid gland. So I know a lot of people who take synthetic hormones, thyroid hormones, to help regulate that. So if we can get at the core, because it's not treating the symptom that's going to help necessarily heal the body. It's getting to the root cause, right? It's not putting a Band-Aid over a bullet wound. It's getting to the root cause of what is actually causing the symptoms that are manifesting. So it really depends. And a lot of people talk about, I'm genetically predisposed to something. I don't disregard that. Absolutely true. So if you've had a long history of people with thyroid issues, your body may tend to go that route of manifesting symptoms there. So depending on that, you might be a little more predisposed, but however, a lot of people use that as an excuse that, oh, you know, my grandparents and my parents had diabetes, so I'm going to be diabetic. No, you're not. If you're taking care of yourself, if you are moving your body, if you're eating foods that serve your body, then you're not, you know, you can change the genetic DNA in your body by eating nutritious food, by moving your body. What tends to happen in families is that we tend to eat the same way as our parents. If our parents were athletes, we might tend to move our bodies. If our parents weren't, we might tend to not move our bodies. So we tend to kind of fall in line with what we know. So hence why you might see a long lineage of people with the same ailments, high blood pressure, you know, rheumatoid arthritis, all of those things. And that's another manifestation of gut health. If there is inflammation in the gut, there's going to be symptoms in your body. And like I said, it can manifest. I haven't talked about people with skin conditions. You know, mental wellness is a huge piece to that because there's a direct link between the gut and the brain. You know, those hormones, that 70 to 80% of the hormones are in your gut, but those hormones regulate the brain as well. So if there is a dysfunction in the hormone, if there's an imbalance in the hormones in the guts, you can pretty much bet that in the brain, there's going to be that issue too, hence the anxiety, depression, other mental wellness issues. So when we talk about overall health, a lot of times in the past have focused on the physical piece of that. Still important, still need to move your body at least 30 minutes a day. Doesn't have to be strenuous every day, but I do challenge you to change it up. One day it could be a walk, but the next day maybe you increase the speed of that walk, or let's add some weights into your routine, some strength training. But I also see the value in mental fitness. Mental wellness, mental fitness is so important. If your mind's not right, if you don't have the mental edge to do the things that you need to do, are you going to work out? Are you going to eat those nutritious foods? So if you can't tell by my voice, I'm super passionate about this. So we have inflammation in the gut. We can have inflammation in the brain. And what does that cause? Well, the things I've already mentioned, but also as we age, we see a lot of people with Alzheimer's or dementia. And that is all related to the fact that there's inflammation going on in the brain. Blood flow is not how it needs to be happening in the brain. and oxygen's not getting to where it needs to be. So I think we all can realize in times in our life when we're maybe not sleeping as much or we're stressed out, we tend to forget things. Or we go up the stairs and we're like, oh, that's the fifth time I've gone upstairs for that thing and I keep forgetting. I must be getting old. No, you're just stressed and you have a lot on your plate. You're not sleeping. Your hormones, it's all related, okay? You know, women that just gave birth to babies say, I have like mama brain. Well, that's because your serotonin's out of whack because you just had a baby. You stressed out your body. And this is a whole nother podcast. So this time of year with, you know, we're all financially trying to get a gift for people that maybe we haven't even talked to all year, but we just feel like, oh, they're related, so we need to get them a gift, or I'm going to see them around the holidays. I better go and get something. And if you're putting that pressure on yourself, I ask you why. Is it for approval? Is it just, what is the reasoning behind that? So where are ways that you can simplify your life during the holidays to lower your anxiety, to lower your stress? And what is your sleep etiquette? What are you doing to help you? And I've talked about this in a previous episode. What are you doing to help with your sleep? Are you turning off your phone, your TV an hour before you go to bed? Are you getting up an hour earlier to get some things done before your kids wake up? To do some self-care for yourself, whether it's journaling, whether it's getting your workout in, whether it's making a list for what you need to do for the day. I don't like to call it the to-do list because that just seems like that adds stress. I call it the power list. Like, what things do you get done in your day that are going to move the dial forward for you, whatever that means to you? If it's with your business, whether it's for your own health and wellness, what does that look like? Your financial freedom, what does that look like? What are you doing every day to move that forward? So let's find great ways to lower the anxiety this holiday season, because the holidays are to spend with the people that you care about, that you love. It is not spending $100 on every person that you know. It doesn't have to mean that you have the perfect meal on the table. Like, those aren't always the things that, you know, it's the time spent with those people. It's the memories that you make. And that is what's important. So let's not lose sight of the reason for the season and the gifts that we have in front of us. Another beautiful way is to show gratitude. What three things are you grateful? Maybe that's one of the things I do every morning. I journal and I write five things that I'm grateful for that happened the day before. Maybe it's somebody brought me lunch. Maybe it's a phone conversation I had. Maybe it's just the fact that I got to live in a place with nicer weather this winter and get my dogs out for a walk. Like, the gym is only 5 minutes away. Like, when you are willing to look for those things that make you grateful, fear, anger, resentment cannot live in a grateful heart. There's just not enough space. And they're two very different energies. And they don't like each other. They're polar. They're just repelling each other. So I hope that was helpful for all of you. And I do wish you all, you know, the very best this holiday season and heading into a new decade in about 30 days. And really start goal setting and figuring out what that's going to look like for you. So not only can you lower your anxiety and your stress and improve your sleep during the holiday season and improve your overall health, but also how are you going to continue that through all of 2020 and beyond? This is a lifestyle. The things I promote, the better ways to heal are lifestyles. They're commitments that you're going to make to yourself. And there's just so much beauty on the side of health. So I invite you to join me and stay here with me. And it's always a pleasure to be on and sharing this message with all of you. So until next time, be happy and be healthy. And while being happy and healthy, take the time, if you haven't already, to subscribe and to review this podcast and let me know what you think, because that means everything to me and it helps me get my message out to more people. And also feel free to reach out and let me know some topics that you would like to hear about in a future episode, and I'll feature your idea on a future podcast. So thank you so much, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of A Better Way to Heal podcast. If you loved it and you got value, please go and subscribe and leave me a review. It would mean the world to me. It means the world to this podcast. And I can be found on Instagram at Dr. Rachel Gregg, and also Facebook. You can find my personal page, Rachel Gregg, or my business page, Rachel Gregg Fitness. And also you can find me at my website, rachelgreggfitness.com. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.